Chapter 21, verse number 8. Amen. Now, what I'm going to preach this morning, I didn't know I was going to preach it until about 7 or, well, maybe 6:30, as I was crying out to the Lord and just saying, God, give me that word for today. And He spoke to this to my heart. It's very important. Very, very important. How many want to go to heaven? Amen. That's my ultimate goal, is to go to heaven. David said, this one thing I desire, I can dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What he was saying was, I don't want to go to church all the time, but I want to go to heaven. I want to be in God's divine presence. How many know there are some things you have to do to go to heaven? Somebody said, you can just go to heaven. Everybody's going to go to heaven. No, you've got to do something to go to heaven. You've got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. I preached that last week. Salvation through no other name but the name of Jesus. You can't get saved through any religious connection. You can't get saved because of a Christian heritage. You can't get saved because of grandma and grandpa. You can't get saved because of the denomination that you might go to has a good catechism and a good doctrine. That'll not save you. The only thing that'll save a man is that he accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, confesses his sins, and trusts the blood of Jesus to cover all of his sin. Hallelujah. And not only does it once, but lives continually in that vein. Believe in the Lord, not just one time. Somebody said once and forever. No, no, no. It's a lifestyle. You believe God. Amen. Through thick or thin. I mean, when the old ship is tattered, you know that your anchor holds in the Lord Jesus. Now, this morning, reading from Revelation chapter 21, verse number 8. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, isn't it amazing that it doesn't say, and all the fearful, because we've all been fearful now and then, all the unbelieving, we all have times our faith is challenged, but we turn it around and seek God. But here I want to center in on this. All liars. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Now, what is a liar? It's very important that you understand that God expects truthfulness out of His children. What is a liar? Someone said, well, Webster's dictionary says, to make an untrue statement with intent to deceive. That's a liar. To make an untrue statement with the intent to deceive. Since to create a false or misleading impression, to affect by telling a lie, to leave a false impression is a lie. God wants us to be truthful. Come on. And then, lie is a direct term imputing dishonesty. If you lie, it means you're dishonest. Then I don't care if you're the preacher. I don't care if you're the deacon. I don't care if you've been in church all your life. If you lie, that's telling folks you're dishonest. Sometimes we prevaricate, which is softening the blunt of a lie by implying, quibbling, or confusing the issue. Sometimes we just don't really out and out lie. We just mess up the thing a little bit. Just stir it up. You said this is important. It is, because all liars have their part in the lake of fire. all liars. We categorize ourselves, whether we're saints or sinners, by whether we lie. Now, Jesus doesn't save people to make liars out of them. He saves people and makes truthful people out of them. Come on. Amen. If you lie, you ought to be convicted of a lie. Come on. To equivocate implies using words having more than one sense, so as to seem to say one thing but intending another. And then there's another explanation that implies making unreliable statements of fact or intention or insincere promises. Another one says, and to assert of something known or believed by the speaker to be untrue with intent to deceive. Now, we're living in a day when we need to be aware of what is a lie. You understand that, Cameron? No, I wouldn't call him Cameron a liar. He's just talking there, and I just wanted to get his attention. Because I'll tell you what, if you don't ever get their attention, you can never teach them anything. And you know why you want to teach people things? So they'll have a better life. If you never learn anything, somebody says, I want to be like that person. Well, then you better do what that person did. You better apply yourself. Come on. Now, if you want to be a Christian, you've got to learn not to tell things that are untrue or to stretch the truth. Come on. Amen. Now, what's the Bible have to say about it? I want to read what the Bible has to say about falsehoods or about lying. In Leviticus 19 and 11, it says, ye shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And Psalm says, thou shalt destroy them that speaketh leasing, and the Lord will abhor the bloody and the deceitful man. Lying is deceitful. Psalms also said, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Now, this thing of telling lies is very serious business. Proverbs 12 and 22 said, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Proverbs 21 and 6 says, and getting of treasure by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. Trying to get money by lying. Lying on your income tax. Lying on your insurance. By lying, trying to gain something, by lying, tearing something up, breaking it, taking it back to the store and telling the fella it didn't work. That's lying. That's lying. Buying an article of clothes, wearing it to the prom and taking it back afterwards is lying. It's lying. Now, the Bible condemns lying. In Psalms 63 and 11, it says, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. God said not to lie. What is a lie? Telling an untruth. Stretching the truth. Intending to try to make yourself look better than you really are. It's a lie. I'll tell you what's wrong with the church. It's filled with too many liars. We've no longer expected people to be people of character. Amen? I can't stand it when someone lies to me. And when they lie to my face or they tell a half-truth. It's going to be important. In your life, you get a job, you lie to your boss, you'll get fired, and you deserve it. Come on. Martha Stewart, 4 months in jail. Not for her insider trading. For lying to a federal investigator. And they put her in jail because she lied. And they proved that she lied. My friend, God considers lying a serious offense. In Proverbs 19:5, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. You might say, well, I got away with it. You know what? You get the reputation of a liar. I know people. You know, I know people. Do you know any? That when you look up liar in the dictionary, that picture's there. Because they can't tell the truth. Somebody said, that's not important. Oh, yes, it is. Somebody said, I want to preach about revival. You want revival? We got to get rid of the line. Come on. It's got to be something keeping us from having God. Come on. Let's straighten our act up. Let's live right. Isaiah 44:25, that frustrateth the tokens of the liar, and make it diviners mad, and turn wise men backwards, and make it their knowledge foolish. Now, lying is there's a lot of prevalence. I mean, a lot of people lie. The Bible says, and I said in my haste, all men are liars. Now, no deference to teenagers, but I've got a few in my house, and I've raised some. And all of us know that kids automatically lie. Nobody has to be taught how to lie. I said nobody has to be taught how to lie. See, we're born in iniquity. John said, or Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse number 44, ye are of your fathers the devil, and the lust of your fathers ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. The devil is a liar. So, if you're a Christian and lie, you must be following your father, the devil. You say, well, Brother Cantor, you can't get people to quit lying just to tell them to quit lying. No, but if you can get convicted of it, there's something you can do to stop. You can ask the Lord to help you. You know, you get a lot more. I love it when people tell me something and I know it's the truth. One time I had to go before some witnesses and tell the truth of what happened. And I told the truth of what happened. And one of the fellows on that board dismissed me and said, well, we've heard your side. We're going to hear somebody else's. And that so offended me. But we've come to the day and age where we're always saying there's two sides to every story. But I'm telling you what, there's only one telling the truth. If there's two sides to a story, one's telling the truth. Come on, somebody's telling the truth and somebody's telling a lie. But we're living in the day and age where we think everybody a lie. Come on. Everybody a lie. Well, they just lied out of it. They just lied out of it. God doesn't want you to lie. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquities. We teach ourselves to say lies. Someone said, well, I don't want to lie. I want to lie because I don't want to get in trouble. I'd rather have someone to do wrong and tell me the truth about it than someone to do wrong and lie about it. Come on. You know, we used to whip kids for lying.